became very self-centered. I lost so much. And I became so focused on what Monica lost that I couldn't even see what I still had.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a word.
And I was so consumed in self that I didn't even stop to consider how my mama felt when she lost her granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
How my son felt when he lost his baby sister and dad.
Mm-hmm.
How my brother felt and my sister felt when they lost a brother-in-law and 14 months later, a niece.
Mm-hmm.
If the devil's got you on the pride stick,
mm-hmm.
if you're riding the pride stick, break it and throw it back at the devil.
That's right.
Because it's straight from hell.
Right.
The enemy will come at you with the stick, with the pride stick, and try to beat you back into that circle of self-centeredness.
Mm-hmm.
I fight that circle. I don't ever, ever want to be back in that circle again.
Right. That's right.
Ever.
Well, you know, 1 Peter 5:10, and I think we're probably getting close to time.
Yeah. I started a third one. We're at 10:07, but it's okay. We're not bound by radio time. We're on Jesus time here.
There you go.
Yeehaw.
1 Peter 5:10. And the God of all grace, who calls you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered. Now read that. Hear that. Hear that. After you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for that. After you have suffered a little while. Now, God's time isn't our time. But after that comes restoration, and he's going to make you strong. He's going to make you firm and steadfast.
Amen.
1 Peter 5:10. Stand on that. Just stand on that while you're in that renovation. And if anybody knows how to fix a slide out on a camper, I'm in the middle of that mess for reals. Y'all, it has been great. And if we've got anybody that needs prayer or anything, we will get with y'all
I want to read that 1 Peter 5:10 in the Passion's Translation.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. It's all right.
The Lord said, back it up to 9. Take a decisive stand against him and resist his every attack with strong, vigorous faith.
Mm-mm.
Come on.
Come on.
For you know that your believing brothers and sisters around the world are experiencing the same kinds of troubles you endure.
Yes.
And then, after your brief suffering, the God of all loving grace, who has called you to share in his eternal glory in Christ, will personally and powerfully restore you and make you stronger than ever.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
He will set you firmly in place and build you up.
Ooh, I love that. I love that. See there? So, in all of it, There's so many people suffering right now from the trauma, the broken marriage, the drug abuse, the alcohol abuse, the you name it. Anything that the devil can throw at us, brothers and sisters are suffering. And it didn't just say strangers. It said brothers and sisters. And I take that in Christ.
Yes.
I got brothers and sisters in Christ suffering with the same thing that I'm suffering with that don't want to come out to anybody and say,
yeah.
Oh, you know, when I was 6 years old, this is what happened to me.
Yeah.
You know, last year, my husband and I, blah, 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 blah. Well, nobody wants to tell that stuff. They want to do Facebook perfect, and life is a mess. So we need to get the mess cleaned up, help our brothers and sisters, and as the brothers and sisters, we need to come out to them and say, hey, look, you know, I'm talking a trusted confidant. I'm not yeah. just talking about a brother or sister that you can't trust with your laundry. You know, I mean, you got...
If you can't leave your puppy dog with them for the weekend, you are not yeah, tell them.
There you go. But you know, there's people, there are people in Christ, good Christ followers that you can reach out to, which I had several. But I didn't want them knowing what I was doing. Yeah. I didn't want them knowing that I was contemplating taking my own life, that Satan's trying to get me to end it all, you know? I mean, and the details were pretty messy on that. And that took a good friend to come pull me out of that mess. You know, you got to have some godly people in your circle. Yeah. You are who you run with. And you know, the Bible tells us bad company corrupts the
Do not be misled. Right. Bad company corrupts good character.
There you go.
1 Corinthians, I believe, is
that's right.
Found.
And so, you know, if you get with people that say, "Oh, that's okay. It's all right. You can do that. That's all right. No, it's not okay.
Yep.
If you know in your heart it's not right and you're hanging out with somebody who tells you, hey, it's okay, you better do some... It's easier for me to stand up here on this table and you pull me down mm-hmm. or me pull you down than it is for me to pull you up.
Yep.
My aunt always said that.
Yep.
So you got to be careful. Guard your heart. The word says guard your heart. I'm real good about it. I've hid the word in my heart. I don't know the address and the know the address and the street, but I got it hid in here.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean that the word tells us to guard your heart above all things. Guard your heart because that's where it's at.
Amen.
All right, take us out of here. Let's pray us out.
Good job. Thank you, sister. Thank you, sister. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace, healing, and wholeness to your people. Father God, we ask that your face shine upon these people. Take them by the hand and guide them and lead them and direct them where you want them to go, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we break. In the name of Jesus, we bind the enemy. We bind all the tricks, schemes, scams, and twisted lies of the enemy. We take them traps and them schemes and scams, and we send them back into the enemy's camp. And back into the enemy's camp for destruction. In the name of Jesus, we loose your love, Lord God. We loose your love and your healing on your people. Your word says we are created in your image. That tells me we're all your people. Just some of it. Some of us haven't quite received that and grabbed a hold of that yet, Lord. We speak love and wholeness in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And you already know I'm going to say it again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our gorgeous sister in Christ, Miss Nancy Elwood. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
Amen.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.